talked a lot about the Kings' huge win last night. Talked about the Warriors falling to the Raptors. There was another game on TV last night that was pretty good. Anthony Davis had a big night. Did you see much of that game?
I didn't get to see as much of that as I wanted to, but he was unstoppable. And Steven Adams, who isn't a bad defender at all, he had no answer. And I mean no answer. Anthony Davis was so good. Sometimes you forget how good he is.
They beat the Thunder 118 to 114.
Oh, don't be sorry. The Thunder's fine. Oklahoma City's fine. Don't worry about him. But that was a game in which there was nothing complicated about it. It was just that they could not find any remedy to Anthony Davis. And I mean anything you want to think about. Layups, sure. Finishing an alley-oop, yes. Finishing a break, absolutely.
44 points. Made all 11 of his free throws, and he had 18 rebounds.
They are so good when he goes off. And he goes off more often than people think. He's just so overshadowed by glittering stars in bigger markets. It's sometimes you go to sleep on how good that guy is.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a really, really good year.
He's really unlike any other player. He's like if you had an updated Bill Russell. For today's game, you'd get a little bit of Anthony Davis. 12 of 16 in the restricted area.
Right. And again, Steven Adams is not a slouch. He works hard defensively. And I don't know that he was – I mean, the part of the game that I saw, it had nothing to do with energy levels or anything like that. Anthony Davis was just better. He was better at finishing every move he made.
How about
he's so skilled?
Fateful late possession for the Thunder. The Thunder down to Westbrook with the ball. He drives. Anthony Davis is the only one there, and he kicks it out to Abrines, who misses a three.
Yeah, he kicked it out for a really good look, and he's been doing a lot of that. Actually, Westbrook brought them back. They really shouldn't have been in the game late. He brought them back to within a possession at one point, not single-handedly, but pretty close. But Abrines on the wing is that's a normal shot for them. That's a normal look.
Yeah, he's not shooting the three ball well this year, though.
Abrines?
Yeah,
no, and his minutes have been erratic, partly because of that. But that is a look that they get that they take when they get it.
How about this, Crides? I don't know if you heard Coach Van Gundy talking about this last night towards the end of the Warriors' loss to the Raptors. You look at, right now the eighth seed in the East would be the Orlando Magic. They're 12 and 15.
Yeah.
Okay, in the West, you got, Portland 15 and 13, the Pelicans 15 and 15, San Antonio 14 and 14. They wouldn't even be in the playoffs. Now, I know we have a ways to go here.
No, they wouldn't.
But is it time we need to address that?
No, not yet. Not yet. For one thing,
are we going to have teams in the East that don't even belong in the playoffs playing in the postseason while better Western Conference teams, not a team but teams, are watching and robbed of the opportunity next year to wear those earned jerseys?
It's possible. That'll really probably tip it over to a decision point. Hey, we didn't get our earned jerseys. We wanted fuchsia. In the meantime, the conferences are not too terribly imbalanced right now. Not too terribly. It looks bad down at the 8 spot. It'll look a little bit different as the Western Conference teams continue to beat each other up. That mm-hmm. doesn't mean they're worse, but some of their records are going to get worse. You know that. There could be a big, really, in the Western Conference, Whitey, to me, you could really wind up at about 4 through 12 looking awfully similar. Maybe 5 through 12. If you grant, at least 4 teams are going to come up and really be good.
Yeah.
There's going to be a big, big middle. A
lot of pizza left in that box, though, of course. Today, we weren't having pizza. We were having delicious hot dogs at Wienerworks.
Mm-hmm.
And have, of course, the TV on in there. And we saw someone mentioned something about, are the Suns moving? What?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Apparently, Robert Sarver, according to reports, and he has said, no, we're not moving. There are reports that Robert Sarver, the embattled owner of the Suns, is threatening to relocate the Suns to Seattle or Las Vegas ahead of a municipal council vote on a $230 million upgrade proposal for their arena.
Yeah, they're many times over renamed arena,
what
which
a
is now,
genius.
I think it's Talking Stick.
Yeah.
He's such a bad owner, and I think that the Suns would be better off being sold to some local control.
Yeah.
Because Sarver's a He's a shark.
An unidentified council member said to a reporter from the Arizona Republic, Sarver's talking about moving. He basically told me the team will go if they don't get a renovated arena. Vegas and Seattle were the two he talked about.
Yeah, that's pretty tall talk. The idea that the NBA Board of Governors, which is the owners, the idea that they would approve a move to vacate the Phoenix market is insane.
I gotta take the owner's side on this one, because you have this council member, and I know Sarver is, you can just look at what the Suns have done and say, wow, somebody doesn't know what they're doing. But you've got an anonymous council member who said, he basically told me the team will go.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying that he didn't. I could see him making the threat. I'm saying that the NBA would step in and say, oh, no, you're not.
No, I'm saying I don't know that he made the threat. For an anonymous source to say, he basically told me they were going to go.
Oh, you're saying you're not sure he said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, we don't have to go too far down the road. I think it's fair to say at this point, Seattle might have its hands full. It was just awarded the NHL franchise. Mm-hmm. So the NBA probably will very wisely step back and let all the renovations occur on the NHL's dime and allow that process to play out. And then think about what it might want to do with the Seattle market.
The Seattle Sonics will return someday.
I think that's what the NBA wants. And most fans would say, yeah, do it. But in the meantime, this guy's talking, if he spoke in any such language toward a guy from the city council, he's talking straight out of his hat. And the NBA, I think, would almost immediately say, yeah, I don't really think we're going to vacate the Phoenix municipal market.
The Phoenix city manager said he didn't consider it a threat, but rather a reflection of Suns officials' discussions of what their options are.
Yeah.
Robert has never threatened me. He's mentioned that there are other cities that are looking for NBA teams. So,
okay. Remember, though, to be fair, and everything about Sarver duly noted, but remember, the city of Phoenix and Maricopa County have both had all sorts of problems. The Diamondbacks have been in court demanding renovations to the baseball stadium.
They're leaving Phoenix, right?
Yeah, but I mean, not after a year's, like 6 or 7 years long sort of public fight over who should pay for improvements and where the money would come from and all of that stuff. So I'm not saying that it's all one way. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that it's all about a bad owner and, you know, the poor innocent Phoenix officials are getting railroaded. It's nothing like that.
Which is more likely, the Suns move to Seattle or Kevin Durant comes to play in Sacramento next year after he just has been heaping praise on Coach Yeager?
I mean, welcome to the Golden One, KD. No, I mean, at some point I think Seattle gets a team. I don't think it'll be Phoenix. It is true that Phoenix has had a hard time drawing fans. Mostly that's because it's a terrible franchise.
I think the NBA right now is in a position similar to what the NFL was in 10, 15 years ago. That is, there are a number of potential NBA cities out there without teams, but it behooves them, the league, and the owners to have those cities available so that when something like this arises, they can make a credible threat if they choose to. We'll go to Seattle, Las Vegas, Montreal.
Right.
Whereas the NFL, they've kind of run out of cities to threaten to move to.
I think Vegas will be the NBA's whole card because I think Seattle will get filled. I mean, I really do think that at some point that'll happen. But Vegas is perfect because it's just big enough and it's getting an NFL team and it got a hockey team that it's a credible threat. And you have your hooks in it. You already do summer league there. It's very successful. It's just a really good, credible threat to aim at a reluctant voting body or set of politicians or whoever it is you need to extort.
Where was it? Somewhere in Virginia, the Maloofs were threatening to move?
Was it Virginia Beach?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, Virginia Beach.
I mean, they had some wacky places they were going to go. They were going to go to Anaheim, and no one's talking about going to Anaheim in the NBA since they decided not to. Virginia Beach?
Yeah. Yeah. It never put it past an individual owner to start thinking out loud. I mean, think of the cities that Mark Davis tried to name check this week, even though almost immediately you could say, yeah, he's not going to Texas and he's not going to San Diego. What did he, and Vegas isn't happening yet. What did he mean?
It almost sounds like towards the end there for the Maloofs, if you were from any city, name any city, and you had like $40. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to talk to them. We're going to talk to them about moving to San Anselmo.
That's what it sounded like. I mean, that's what it felt like for a while. And again, the A's have done it. The A's talked to, you know, Fremont. The A's talked to Dublin. The A's talked to Laney College.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're talking to the waterfront. I mean, any port in a storm is like, who's got it? Who can take care of us? That's the game. So on some levels, at some point, the Suns owner is going to say, now what's my play here? Because we're really bad and people aren't really coming, and it's an outdated building.
Yeah, that's poorly played on his part. If you really want to threaten someone, you say, we're looking at Seattle. You don't say, we're going to go to Seattle or Vegas. Because when you tell me that, it tells me you're
right.
You're just throwing stuff out there.
Right.
You got nothing.
You haven't, now, to go back to football for a second, you're not even at the 10-yard line. What are you talking about?
Right.
Yeah. That's owner behavior.
Mm-hmm.